Good morning. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
I get so excited on Fridays. And there's no really rhyme or reason except for the fact that I don't have to wake up early the next day. So that's why I get super excited.
That's a pretty big rhyme and reason. I mean, that's the only reason anyone gets excited on Friday. It's not because it's like, I just have this weird thing for Saturdays.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Gonna go shopping today, do lots of cool stuff.
No, it's because you don't have responsibility. You have kids. Your kids don't wake up early.
That's true.
Or as early.
Yeah. Well, actually, the one time they do wake up early is on the weekends. And that's for whatever reason. I have no idea, but I'm like, please
just
go back to sleep.
Quiet. Mm-hmm. Hungry.
No, it's not even, I don't even get a knock. I get, it's so weird. They slip in the room, they sneak in there, you know?
Yeah.
And you know how you can feel somebody staring at you?
Yeah.
As soon as you open your eyes, you're like, immediately jump back because your kid is like right in your face.
I imagine you get that feeling a lot once you have kids, right?
Yes.
There's just constantly someone staring at you. Whether you're in the bathroom,
always.
Your eyes are like under the door.
They're under the door.
What
you
are you
can
doing?
See, you can see a small hand under there. And you're like, can I just... Please, just can you wait to ask that question?
I have 3 minutes.
Maybe a little more. Sometimes I go in there for like 20 minutes and I'm like, please don't bother me. Because that's the one safe, that's my safe area.
And they never really want anything. It's like, what do you want? What's it, macaroni?
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's always something silly. You know a lot about children.
Well,
your nieces and nephews?
I have two nieces and a nephew. So. Mm-hmm.
And you hear me complain all the time.
Yeah, I mean, working with you the last 3 years,
there are no breaks. There are none. So, yeah, on Saturdays, at least we get to sleep in a little bit. Sleeping into six, that's sleeping in.
Oh, that 2 hours, yeah. It's just...
Makes a huge difference.
Well, for you, I sleep into whenever I want.
Must be nice. Yeah. All right, so we got Tell Me Something Good coming up in about 7 minutes. That's positive news stories. Put a smile on your face this morning. This one, I love it so much. It's always a good thing when you can pay it forward to somebody in need.
Yeah.
And I will tell you what this woman did for some firefighters coming up. Right now, though, it's Chainsmokers with Coldplay. Good morning. Right. Thanks for waking up with us.
Tell me something good.
It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3, and you got to love positive news stories. We all know that wildfires in California are not, there's something of the norm there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They happen way too often. Well, a bunch of firefighters spent about 6 hours fighting a wildfire near San Bernardino, California on Saturday. The temperature was 108 outside. So the last thing you'd want to do is be next to a huge fire again.
Yeah.
Especially when it's that dry outside. And they move pretty fast. So these firefighters actually worked really hard to contain it. And they were able to put it out. It only burned about 70 acres.
Wow.
So they decided they wanted to go grab some lunch because they were starving.
Yeah, you're outside fighting wildfires in a fire suit when it's already 110 outside.
So they went to a nearby Denny's for dinner where they were just enjoying their meals. And then when they got up to pay, someone had paid for all of them, all 25 firefighters. The woman who actually did it did not want any recognition at all. She wanted to be anonymous. Their tab came to about $355, and she tacked on a $50 tip as well. And then she threw in another $100 to buy dessert for the next round of firefighters that came in. That's really awesome.
That's cool.
A spokesperson for the fire department actually said that they'd already battled 15 to 20 wildfires that week. So they were pretty exhausted, and it was a huge morale booster.
It's no joke. I have two cousins who actually, they may have been fighting that fire. I don't know.
Really?
They're in Northern California, but when it's that big, they take people from all over the state, and they'll go to other states. It's no joke when I've talked to them. They are heroes.
Absolutely.
Like, it is incredible what they do.
So we would like to thank all of our servicemen, firefighters,
absolutely,
EMTs, all that here as well for all that you do. We really appreciate it. That was a glorious song I sang for a headphone karaoke yesterday, Shawn Mendes' Mercy. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. If you happen to miss headphone karaoke, we got the replay coming up for you in about 7 minutes. All right, Jimmy, so what's happening in the world?
All right, I got to tell you about Kid Rock. And this, I thought it was a hoax what he was doing to try to get attention.
Yeah.
He's doubled down, and I'll tell you what he's doing and how.
I already know, and it's stupid, and I don't like this idea.
Have an open mind. Here's some better news.
My jaw dropped when he said that.
Still a little music related. The top 20 artists who made the most money last year. Who do you think number one is?
Adele.
No, she's number 5.
Oh, dang it.
Beyonce. Duh.
How?
I don't know. She had Lemonade last year. the best digital album.
I don't understand how Lemonade was the best digital album.
I don't know. Well, it's not just that, because number two is Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses?
And Bruce Springsteen's number three. Okay. It has to do with the, like, old
royalties?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Drake's number four.
Wow.
But, yeah, okay. I was like, Guns N' Roses. Kids don't even know what a Gun and Roses are.
Like, a like, Gun and Roses?
They're like, what is that? Is that a movie?
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
It's really unfortunate.
Beyonce, number one.
Look at them.
All right,
get it.
Kid Rock announced that he is running for Senate. Legit. He has come out and said 100%, yep, it's happening. And you know how a lot of people, when they run for Senate, they'll, like, release a book or go on a campaign trail, all this stuff?
Yeah.
He's releasing new music to help his publicity. So this is happening. It's for the state of Michigan.
What is our
state.
World coming to? What is happening? What is happening?
I mean,
I can't. Ugh.
Who's going to be the next one?
I don't want anyone. I'm over it. Anyway, Jimmy, you want to run?
Together?
No. Well,
you
maybe
can be my VP.
We might be the first duo.
Heck yeah.
That's scary. It is that time again.
You nervous?
Time for headphone. Yes, always nervous.
Yeah.
It is headphone karaoke. Jimmy and myself, we have our songs we picked out for each other, and we just did Paper, Rock, Scissors off the air to see who goes first. I, of course, lost. You think I would be a pro at that game because I have three kids, and we do that often, but nope, I still stink at it, and I lost. So the song that Jimmy chose for me this week is... Consuming all the air inside my lungs. Shawn Mendes.
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, and to, you know, up the ante a little bit, I took our lyrics away because I was like, you know what? I feel like it's a little too easy for both of us because we've kind of been doing this for a while.
And it's not that the words are hard, but just when you have that security blanket of you're just reading in front of you.
Yeah.
So it takes like...
All right. So this is the song I chose for Jimmy. It is Sia, Chandelier. This part's good. Yes, yes, and yes. I always love to choose these type of songs for Jimmy because he sounds like Kermit the Frog a little bit. It's glorious.
No, I don't.
All right.
So you're going first.
Yep, and I'm getting myself prepared right now.
And we are filming this, and it will be on Facebook shortly. And that's how you're going to do the voting. You can either call in 280-1063 or... You can vote on Facebook for who sang it the worst, and that is the key. You're not voting for who did it the best because neither of us are very good. So you're voting for the
definitely
worst.
Definitely not.
This
Woo.
Is Mandy Williamson with no lyrics singing Shawn Mendes' Mercy.
Okay. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping off the skin from off my clones. Oh, I lost the words. Gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. Even though you don't need to hurt me. Tearing me apart. Please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. That's all I got. Oh, my gosh.
I think you did good for the words that you remember.
Oh, my Lord. See? That's why I took the lyrics away, because it's so hard without the lyrics.
It is.
I hope you know this song. And we didn't practice. I didn't practice. Jimmy did. He stepped out, said he went to the bathroom. But I feel like he practiced.
See, well, I went with a different strategy. You picked a difficult song for me.
Mm-hmm.
But... I picked one with you where the words were, like, this Sia song, I've been singing it, and the words are real easy.
Okay, awesome.
There's only, like, six Perfect. Words. She just repeats them.
Let's just get to it, then. Here's Jimmy singing Sia, Chandelier.
2, 3, 1, 2, 3, scream. Oh, I'm back. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier.
What?
Like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist.
Oh.
So.
You have... I love your dance moves. You have to see this video because his dance moves excuse me, I can't even talk. He looks like an eagle trying to fly through the air.
At one point, I thought the lyrics say I fly through the air, but then she didn't say fly, so I stopped flying like an eagle. It helps me loosen up and get into the zone when I dance. If I just stand here, I feel I get nervous and my teeth start chattering. And
I
sound really nervous when I sing. So if I dance, you know what I mean? I don't know.
That's a good theory. I like it. I'm going to have to take that up.
Try it.
All right. So who sang it the worst? Actually, we are both equally bad. That's why I took the lyrics away, so it wouldn't be as easy. Yeah. Call us up right now, 280-1063, or you can always vote on our Facebook page. The video will be up probably in about 10 minutes or so. Good morning. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3 to 654. Going to have partly cloudy skies today. Possible thunderstorms later this afternoon with a high near 82. It's Friday, and I feel like we're kind of like, ugh.
Do you?
Well, I'm not.
No, I know you're not.
But you seem like you're like, ugh, whatever. I need you to be on my level, Jimmy. Everybody else to be on my level. And when I say, when I need you to be on my level, I took like a...
It's called a red line.
Yes, glorious.
Yeah.
It's better than energy drinks because it's not as bad for you. But if you drink the entire thing, then it's really bad for
you. How is it not as bad for you?
Because it has like better vitamins in it.
No, that's not true. Because I look at my Monster can in front of me and it has 100% of B12, niacin, whatever you need.
Monster lies.
Okay, well, all a red line is just more concentrated. It's more of a pre-workout. I will tell you, I'll say that.
Okay. Well,
because it has, I think that one might have like creatine in it or something.
In my head right now, I am having a party rock anthem. Good time.
And not only in your head were you, when we were just in commercials, you were blasting that so much so that people in other studios were coming in here like, what is going on? You realize it's a morning show right now.
Like, look, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like when it's Friday and it's early and you're just trying to get through the day, this is what you need to hear. Yeah. Dance. Get it.
You got your mom moves going right now.
I'm fist pumping. I'm party rocking. No?
I can see.
Why am I the only one?
I enjoy seeing you party rocking, you know?
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
This song will never get old to me. If I could wake up to this and have it playing everywhere I go.
Which is better, this or Usher, yeah?
I do enjoy Usher, yeah.
Yeah.
But... like I said, if I could just walk into, like, if I was going to have a song playing when I walk into a room, it'd be this. Okay, nobody's sharing in my excitement.
No, I'm totally sharing. I just am not on that level yet.
That's okay. Well, you guys can get on this level. Get ready to get it. Yeah.
Teach me your ways, Mandy. How do I get on your level? Can I have the rest of your red lines?
No.
Okay.
I am not sharing that. It's fine. Anyways, wake up. Thank you so much for waking up with this morning. Hope you party rock all the way to work this morning. Yeah. Okay, sorry. All right, I'm done.
Man,
she shows no mercy.
Trust me. This is the Brain Drain with Mandy in the Morning.
I've got an Emperor's Cleaning gift card. All you have to do is tell us what you think this is. This is the number one thing Americans want to do for vacation. And I'm going to tell you, it's a tad surprising. It's not what I would want to do. Jimmy, real quick, what do you think?
Is it drink? I feel like that's the obvious answer.
It's not.
Oh.
That's what I would want to do. I'd want to drink on vacation. That's not it.
Oh.
Surprisingly enough, that's not it. Let's see if we have a winner. Good morning. What do you think it is?
I don't think they want to do anything. I think they just want to relax.
Ah. Is that what you want to do when you go on vacation?
No. I want to go to the beach.
I love it so much. Well, I will tell you. You're 100% correct.
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations. You just got yourself an Emperor's Cleaning gift card. Hang on 1 second for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, if you didn't get to play the Brain Drain today, that's okay. We'll do it again Monday.
106.3. Mandy's second date update.
I'm sorry.
Really? Good morning, Rena. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. So tell us about your date. What's going on?
I went out on a date with this guy, and now he's not calling me back.
And we all know that can definitely be frustrating.
You're telling me. And I just don't know why he isn't picking up. But he does seem to be, like, posting a lot of Instagram updates on his phone. So he's on his phone a lot.
Okay. Well, let's just jump right into it and give him a call and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak to Justin?
Is this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. I was actually calling about the date you went on with Rena.
I I don't know who Rena is. I've never dated someone with that name.
Are you sure you're not playing the field? Are you?
No, I swear, I really do not know who that is.
Okay, well, I actually have her on the line. I'm going to bring her on. Rena, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So Justin doesn't really know who you are. How is that possible?
I lied to you.
What?
Sorry.
Why did you lie?
Because I knew if I, like, gave you my real name, you wouldn't pick up.
Are you serious, Alexa? Hey, this is my ex, by the way.
What? You're his ex-girlfriend? Okay, why would you lie about that? That's just crazy.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because she's a cheater, and I'm not returning her calls.
Mm. I'm so sorry, Justin. It was an accident.
How was that an accident?
I thought we were on a break.
Justin, is that true? Were you guys on a break?
Yeah, it's true. She thought we were on a quote-unquote break, but, you know, in reality, we only just had, like, a few arguments.
Okay, so how did that miscommunication happen?
Because I used the phrase, I think we might need a break, but I didn't, like, concretely say what's happening. You know, it's cheating because I didn't sleep with anyone, I didn't go out and party, and she did.
Okay. Well, to be honest, it sounds like you guys were kind of on the rocks anyways. So.
Okay, it's not my fault, really.
Do you think, though, that there's any way you can forgive her, Justin?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Justin.
Okay, well, that's definitely a first. Alexa, I'm sorry. He has officially hung up. And, I don't foresee things working out. I am so sorry. I am definitely stressed out.
You should be.
It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today. Possible thunderstorms with a high near 82. Yesterday, we had headphone karaoke where we just butchered each song that we gave each other. One was worse than the other, but I'm not sure who that was at all.
Really? You don't know?
No.
At least one of us remembered the words.
Oh, stop it. Yesterday, I took away our lyrics because I felt like it was too easy for both of us.
Sounding so good.
Not that we're the best of singers, but, you know.
It did make it a lot harder.
Yes, it definitely did. I messed it up really bad. Here I am singing Shawn Mendes' Mercy. My clones. Oh. I lost the words. Gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to nerp me. I think I made up words.
Like a country song there at the end. Then you said nerp.
Nerp. Don't need to nerp me. And then here's Jimmy singing. I don't even remember what you sang.
See ya, chandelier.
Yes, that's right. And I thought I was giving you a hard one, too.
Here's from the chandelier. Tomorrow doesn't exist.
I'm sorry, like, you did any better. You said, I'm going to feel.
I thought it said fly, but then I was like, did she say swim? And then so I just, it's a swim.
So you can't make fun of my, even though you don't need to nerf me.
Remember the part in the beginning when you yelled out, I forgot the words? That was cool, too.
Well, I did forget the words. It's really embarrassing. So I agree. I definitely messed up big time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jimmy. So one of our coworkers just handed you an envelope.
He did.
And before you open it up, draw out a consequence. What will the loser be doing? Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Just pull one out.
Okay. It is pie to the face.
With some mayo in it?
Do you want to do mayo? It says mayo on here, but I don't know if we would. Do we want to do a full mayo pie?
No.
I don't know. What, were we on drugs when we came up with that? A full mayo pie seems a bit much.
That's a bit expensive. So I say mix it a little bit.
Okay.
Because mayonnaise is disgusting.
Put mayonnaise in the middle.
Yeah, you can't. All whipped cream is kind of delicious, but if you put mayo in the middle, gross. Okay, I don't know why, because I'm probably pretty sure I lost. But anyways.
Mayo-filled pie to the face.
Woo! Okay, so our coworker handed you the votes. They've been tallied. From all the phone calls yesterday, which, by the way, thank you so much for calling in.
Hundreds of thousands of votes poured in.
Yeah, sure they did. Who is the loser? Oh, I'm nervous. Why are you dragging it out?
It's you.
Ah!
It really wasn't that close.
What?
It wasn't that close.
What do you mean it wasn't that close?
It wasn't that close. I didn't have that many votes.
As in, you didn't have any votes?
No, I had a couple.
Mm. I am the big loser of headphone care. I knew it.
My clones. Oh. I lost the words.
gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to hurt me. That's so unfortunate for myself.
Yeah.
All right, so Monday morning at this time, I will be taking a pie with a little bit of mayonnaise to the face.
Yum.
It's not yum. Slash, if you feel free to change the words to the song of Shawn Mendes' Mercy, if you'd like. Even though you don't need to hurt me. So unfortunate.
Mandy, in the morning.
Ooh, sounds fun.
On your 106.3.
I do love those One Direction boys separate. What? I really do. It's Mandy in the Morning and you're 106.3. They're just awesome. They're better not together.
I mean, you're right, because when they were all together, they were good, but you really couldn't tell how good each of them were.
Every single one of them has put out a hit, and I just love it. Mm. I love it so much. All right, so this is legend, wait for it, Dairy. Of what this guy, sorry, I just always wanted to do that.
Okay.
This guy got the ultimate revenge on his bad neighbor. He lives in Washington and had issues with his neighbors because they actually painted their house bright purple and pink several years ago. So he mowed the word a-hole into his lawn with an arrow pointing at the house. Here's why it's good revenge.
Okay.
He mowed it large enough that Google Earth mapping satellite caught it. And now it's forever online, and it's actually going viral because of this.
That's like next level
I'm
savagery.
Saying, right? Phenomenal.
Because if you were to walk by it, his neighbor probably never saw it.
No, because has no idea.
Wow.
That's why I said it's legendary.
That's another one.
I mean, why you got to paint your house bright purple and pink?
I mean,
I guess you're entitled to paint it whatever, but...
Gotta do whatever you gotta do, I guess.
Mm-mm. I don't know. There was a neighbor that lived in my neighborhood one time that painted their house lime green. Oh, it was horrid. I should have totally thought to mow a hole in my yard.
You could go back. You could
no, no, and... it wouldn't be fun anymore. I'm not driving 13 hours just to do that. But anyways, you can see this picture, this Google Earth image on our Facebook page. We will post it there. Just go to your 106.3. Judah and the Lion, it's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today. Possible thunderstorms later this afternoon. A high near 82. All right, Jimmy, so I've been waiting patiently to find out the names of Beyonce's kids. Because, I mean, I know it's going to be something off the wall.
There were rumors of a couple different names. That one of the names were Bay. I will tell you that's not the actual name.
Thank goodness.
But I'll tell you the names in just a second. But first, I have more.
Make me wait more.
I have more baby news. This one's not from a celebrity, but this is one of the most bizarre stories you will ever hear.
Okay.
A girl in South Carolina was the first female born into her family in over 130 years.
What? The first female.
I don't know how this is possible. I'm trying to do the numbers in my head.
They just have boys.
The paternal grandfather and some other family members did some research, and it was 137 years ago was the other female born into the family.
Wow.
How
she's going to be spoiled.
No kidding. Like, that's so crazy.
Yes.
Okay, so a new survey asked people, don't get mad, Mandy. How old is too old to go clubbing or to go out at night and to just party, drink it up? What do you think the answer was that most people said?
How old is too old?
Mm-hmm.
30.
37.
What?
Yeah.
I'm still in the party phase?
You're still in the party phase. You're in the home stretch, but you're still in it.
Yes.
The average person says they stopped going to clubs when they're 31, so you were close, but...
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I stopped going to clubs when I was like 26 or something like that.
Well, and it didn't help that you were living in the party central in Panama City, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hmm. This is what... Yeah.
Here with this song again.
I'm going to the club. This is... I'm sexy and I know it. 36. Yeah, I'm getting it in the club. My shots of fireball.
You're the only person that... You know a 36-year-old's in the club when this song gets requested. That's all I'm going to say. No one that's 21 right now is like, hey, you guys got Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO? Yeah, bro, play it. My jam.
So, okay,
where the chicks at?
What does 21-year-olds request when they go to the club?
Like Lil Yachty or Fetty Wap or DJ Khaled or something.
Who's Lil Yachty?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, Jimmy. I like my... I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
You turn this down, I want to tell you Beyonce's kids' names.
Okay. Fine.
The two names of Little Bay and Mini Bay, that's what I'm calling them.
Okay.
Sir Carter.
Sir Carter?
Sir is the first name, Carter's the last name. So, Sir.
Yes! My kid shares the same name as hers.
Their last name is Carter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's Jay-Z's last name.
Okay, sorry. Sir, I just thought it was
is the first
Z.
name and the second name. Oh, God.
I really did think his last name was Z. Like, it was Z something. He shortened it to Jay-Z. Okay.
I'm going to just let you sit in timeout in dead silence.
Look, I don't even want to hear the next name.
It's Roomy.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's Roomy. Hit the...
Roomy!
Roomy.
Sir Roomy.
Sir and Roomy. Sir Z and Roomy Z, according to Mandy.
Mandy in the morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today. Possible thunderstorms at the high near 82. I'm about to freak you out this morning.
Uh-oh.
And I don't mean to, but it's for your own good. For real. Because yesterday I spent my whole entire day worried. So I figured I would share the love.
Thanks.
Here's the deal. If you've ever Googled or used Google Assistant or Google Voice on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. If you have an iPhone, you probably haven't used it. You probably just use Siri. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you've used Google Voice or Google Assistant, they're recording everything and keeping it. You can check it out for yourself, and I will tell you how in just a few seconds. But just to prove that I'm not lying to you on this,
yeah,
I pulled up mine, and man... I'd turn the music down because this freaked me out so bad yesterday when I hit play on this.
You were like,
right?
I thought you were watching like magic tricks.
No.
The look on your face.
Right.
You were like,
what is
going on?
Okay, so usually when I use my Google Voice, I'm asking for directions on how to get somewhere because I'm still new to this town. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how to get to most places. So a lot of that is asking how to spell and get directions. But sometimes...
You don't know how to spell either.
No. It catches my kids in action, which is really crazy. Here is what my Google has recorded.
Hey, you want another drink like this one?
You want another drink like this one? What?
How was it? Like, how did it know to record that? What was?
Either I was A, trying to get directions somewhere, my husband messed it up and started talking, or B, it one word triggered it to turn on.
Because if you say like, okay, Google,
yeah,
which I may have just activated your phone, so I'm sorry.
Yes.
Or like, hey, Google, or something like okay. that.
Yeah. Exactly. Now your Google is recording because Jimmy just said that. But here's another one, I guess, where I was trying to get directions, and again, my husband messed it up. I need directions. Great. Like, what? That is so crazy to me. And then I'll just play one more where, again, I don't know how to spell, so I'm asking it how to spell something, and you may get a good laugh out of this.
Spell funeral.
I recently had an aunt pass away, and I was trying tell, no, it's not. But I was trying to send a text to somebody that my aunt passed away, and I was needed to go to the funeral, and I couldn't spell funeral. So I needed to Google it a little bit.
So how do we find this?
Okay, so here's the deal. And these can actually be erased, by the way, which is why I'm bringing this to your attention. All you have to do is go to history, and let me just turn on the music so you can get this. It's history. .google.com/history/audio. I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay.
history.google.com/history/audio. We'll also post it to our Facebook page there.
And you could just go to Google and go to your settings, go to history and audio. You could just click those. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
So you don't have to type all that in. But
so just know... Watch what you say because
they're
Google.
Always watching.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are, the Google administration.
Them.
I kind of wish I worked for Google because I would just listen to this all day long.
Just listen to random people. That's probably why they do it, so they know what people are searching for. It's why they do it.
Oh, it's scary to me. I will never look at that song again. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. And yesterday we did a round of headphone karaoke where I sang that song right there. And I officially lost to that song. But, I mean, I don't know what everybody was thinking because I sound just like him. My clones. Oh. I lost the words. Gladly do it twice. Oh. Please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to nerp me.
I mean, I've created a new word, and that is nerp me. You don't need to nerp me.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, really, but...
When you hit that note of,
Sound just like him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I picked that song for that note, and I was like, dang, she killed it.
And here's Jimmy, just because it makes me feel better about myself a little bit.
From the chandelier, I'm gonna feel like tomorrow doesn't exist.
Jimmy, no worries, because my kids, my 2-year-old, uh-huh. He can't say swim, so he says fim.
Fim, yeah.
So you guys got a thing in common.
I didn't know, because you had audio pulled up earlier from a live Sia performance at the Carnegie Concert Hall, so mm-hmm. I was like, is that her or me? I couldn't. That was me, though, right? That was me, that one. Well, I didn't lose headphone karaoke this week. Who lost? Who lost?
I lost.
Yeah.
With this excellent performance right here.
Yep.
My clones. Oh. It's only because I didn't remember the words.
Gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to nerp me.
Nerp me. Yeah. All right. So that was headphone karaoke. We do that every Thursday at 7:30. I did lose headphone karaoke this week because I forgot the lyrics.
Your consequence?
My consequence is I have to take a pie to the face. I don't know why I get all these. Like, my poor little face. But anyways, it's not just, you know, the delicious whipped cream that's in there.
That's too easy.
We're going to put mayonnaise in there.
And I'm going to buy mayonnaise this weekend and leave it out of my fridge the entire weekend.
It's
going to
be spoiled. I could get sick from that. I can get salmonella.
Just don't inhale. There's no salmonella in
there's
mayonnaise.
There's eggs in there.
No, there's not.
There's eggs and mayonnaise.
Eh.
I can get sick. Do not leave that out. Do not
just close your eyes and don't inhale.
If whoever throws a pie in my face could shove it a little too far up my nose, and I could inhale it that way.
We'll give you nose plugs. It's fine. You can't. I mean.
Anyways, if you would like to hear this go down, make sure you're listening Monday morning at 7:30 for my consequence for losing headphone karaoke. Yeah. My clones. I lost the words. Gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Even though you don't need to nerf me.